Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Indian Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Bhagirath Chaudhary, today said that the central government is committed for the welfare of farmers and it has taken a series of measures for them since 2014. Talking to reporters outside the parliament, Mr. Chaudhary highlighted that the government has implemented PM Kisan Samman Nidhi and increased the MSP of crops. On eviction of farmers from the protesting site by the Punjab government, the minister criticized the ruling Aam Aadmi Party and Congress. In Chhattisgarh, 18 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. A jawan of the District Reserve Group, DRG, has also been murdered in this incident. Punjab police has removed protesting farmers from Shambhu and Khanauri borders. Punjab police also resumed its operation to dismantle the remaining temporary structures on the Punjab side of the Shambhu border to clear the road. Haryana police has also started removing cemented barricades which were erected to prevent the Punjab farmers from heading to Delhi. At the Shambhu border, JCB and other machines have been deployed to remove the concrete blocks to clear the Shambhu-Ambala road which remained closed for over a year. Both the houses of parliament were adjourned till 2 p.m. following DMK and some other opposition MPs protesting over proposed delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies. Indian Minister Prahlad Joshi has alleged that the DMK is raising the issue of proposed delimitation in parliament to hide its failure in Tamil Nadu. Talking to reporters outside parliament, Joshi said that the central government will not allow injustice to South India. He said that the delimitation exercise will take place after the census. Israel has intensified its military campaign in Gaza, launching ground operation in central and southern areas just a day after airstrikes killed at least 400 Palestinians, making it one of the deadliest episodes since the conflict began in October 2023. U.S. Federal Reserve has kept its benchmark interest rate unchanged in the 4.25% to 4.50% range. The American Central Bank also indicated that the 2-quarter-point interest rate cuts are likely later this year. The Fed Reserve hiked its projection of U.S. inflation for 2025 and downgraded the U.S. economic growth forecast. Registration for the Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand has begun. This year, registrations will be Aadhaar authenticated and devotees will be required to provide their Aadhaar card details during registration. Of the total registration, 60% will be conducted online while 40% will be offline, ensuring that pilgrims face no difficulties. The Parsi New Year festival, Navroz, is being celebrated today. The festival, which is seen as a harbinger of peace and prosperity, is the most widely celebrated festival of the Parsi community. Besides celebrations, Navroz is also the day of repentance. The day is dedicated to clean and purify the mind and start a new year with love and peace. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on this occasion. In Arunachal Pradesh, the second edition of Borderland Narratives Festival of Films from Contemporary Northeast is taking place at the Rajiv Gandhi University beginning today. A key highlight of the 3-day festival is the short film competition titled Our Lives, Our Stories, under the theme Vanishing Roots, Art, Culture and Folklore. The competition aims to encourage emerging filmmakers to explore and document the fading traditions and cultural expressions of the Northeast. The winning film will receive a cash prize of ₹50,000. The festival is being organized by the Department of Mass Communication and the Arunachal Institute of Travel Studies in collaboration with the CCRD and ReWatch. The India Meteorological Department has issued yellow alerts over Lower Subansiri, Pakumpare, Upper Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjao, Lohit and Tirap districts of Arunachal Pradesh. IMD has forecast rainfall with thunderstorms with lightning very likely to occur at isolated locations over the next 24 hours. The second edition of Khelo India Paragames will begin at the KD Jadav Hall of IG Stadium in New Delhi this afternoon. The Board of Control for Cricket in India today announced a cash reward of 58 crore rupees for Team India following their triumph at the ICC Champions Trophy 2025. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.